First up here on Dakota Sports Saturday, we're talking with Bryce Anderson, head coach here on Tiger Boys freshman team. They finished out their season with a record of 5-15 on the season. Bryce, his second year as freshman coach, third year in the system, basically. And coach, we always know you as a football guy, but as we were visiting here before, your other stops, Arizona and Nevada, you've coached a lot of basketball in your life.
I have, yeah. I've always been try to be involved as much as I can. Played basketball through high school, just like competition, and had the opportunity to coach some good kids in my stops all across where they've been, and then coming back to Huron and being asked to help out with the high school program has been a lot of fun the last couple of years, and I was glad to help out Coach Budenhagen.
Well, I always say this with all the freshman coaches, no matter what the sport is, it's almost like having an expansion team in pro sports, because every year it's pretty much a new set of kids, and they're moving from middle school to high school. That's changes there. A lot more trips. You're practicing on Wednesdays. Got to make sure that homework gets done. There's a lot of adjustments with freshman ball.
Yeah, it's definitely a big change just for the amount of time and the level of competition that these kids are coming from, from middle school up to high school. And then just the way it is here in Huron, you lose at the freshman level, probably your best players, to play up. So you're asking some kids that may not have, played a ton in 7th or 8th grade, and now they're having to step up and play a lot more. So there's even a bigger adjustment, especially when you're playing the bigger Sioux Falls schools, and they have 30 guys out and have to make cuts, and we're taking as many kids as we can that show up and try to compete. So, that's a challenge, but I think we do a good job of being on the same page of what we're trying to accomplish throughout the program, and my job is to help them be ready to take the next step within the program, and just basically learn how to work hard and compete and learn the fundamentals of what they're going to have to do, as they go through, here on Tiger basketball.
Well, just run down the roster, talk a little about each kid, what they bring to you here. I think it's like something like 9 freshmen, 1 8th grader, something like that's the ratio.
Yeah. We had 9 freshmen out, and then we brought up an 8th grader to give us a little bit more depth. And, what's fun with my job, Duffy, is, I teach at the middle school, so, I get to know these kids as, 7th and 8th graders, and then I get to see them as freshmen. So you already kind of have a built-in relationship with them, and they kind of know who you are and kind of what your personality is. So that's a good way to get started. But the first player we have on our roster is Chase Schuchart. He's one of our 5 starters, for all 20 games that we played. Thought he really improved over the course of the year with his scoring. He stepped up with some toughness and became a better all-around player and a good teammate for and a good leader for his, the rest of his teammates. Next on the roster is James Schultz. I like to call him Jimmy the Hitman. He's not very big right now, but in football he lays a pretty big stick. And he's really crafty. I hope he grows, he's got a really crafty game, a nice shot, good handle on the ball. He can score in different ways. It's just, as your body as a freshman, you're just waiting for that thing to grow. Saw him the other night, told me how much he's already been lifting and wanting to get bigger and stronger. As he grows, he could be someone that really sneaks up, in the program that no one's really looked at, and he's got a great shot of being a really good player. Leon Waldner is next on the roster. Again, just kind of another kid I've seen coached as 7th grader and now again as a freshman. Works hard, shows up every day, gives the best effort. Continuing to work on his skills and hopefully, stays within the program and continues to get better and have a shot to, contribute. Then we got Cooper Bischoff. Love his personality. He's just an easy kid to talk to about all things. Just a fun guy to be around, a kid that works really hard in practice. Again, kind of started on and off for us when we needed a bigger kid. Instead of a guard, he'd step in and try to guard their best guy and do what he could on offense for us. One of those guys that just wants to be around his friends and play basketball and compete. And again, I thought as he and our whole team, a lot of these guys improved a lot, like you said, with the longer season, more games, more practice. Cooper came a long way in a short amount of time. Next up, we have Bryson North. And again, I just think this is one kid that has all the skills that you possibly could want, especially as a freshman. As he gets stronger and bigger as well, and have a little bit more confidence, I think he could be a really good basketball program for here on. That was one thing that I always try to tell him is have confidence in yourself, because you're one of the best players on the floor. You just got to believe it. So hopefully he continues to work hard and be able to help out his team as he goes through. Jeremy Hofer, just a great kid. Just energy, always smiling. Always wanting to help, always wanting to work as hard as he possibly can. When he got in, he brought a lot of energy and a lot of toughness, for his team. High character kid. Just not gonna beat kids like Jeremy Hofer, and you're glad to have guys like that in your program. Next up would be Miles Elwine. We brought him up from the eighth grade, he was one of our starters and trying to help our team with scoring this year. Means we took Anderson Porsche away, and obviously he's starting on the varsity team. You're trying to get some scoring. So Miles did a good job. It's a big step, from coming from seventh grade basketball, up to freshman and playing high school. And again, just another, high quality kid that works a lot, puts in a lot of time. He's got a really nice shot and a complete game. Again, just as he continues to get, bigger and stronger, he'll be a really good player. Really happy for Miles that after playing 20 games, a freshman, that his Big Four tournament with his eighth grade teammates was still going on, so he got a chance to go down and play with his teammates. So I was really happy that he got to do that and talk to him. Got to talk to him a little bit about it, and said going back down and playing eighth grade was a lot easier than 20 games at freshman. So I'm glad that paid off for him. Next up, we got Ty Kleinsaucer, probably right behind Anderson Porsche, probably the next talented athlete you have when it comes to speed and strength and jumping and he played a lot of point guard for us, which it was kind of tough because he's maybe a little bit more of off the ball, scoring type, slasher, shooter. But he did a great job of breaking, all the presses that we see against all these teams. And got a lot better at distributing. He's a tough one. He can get to the rim anytime he wants. He's got a nice outside shot. So hopefully as he gets around, other players, that it can kind of free him up to do some things. But really looking forward to seeing what Ty will do, not only in basketball, but football for us here in the future. Next up, we got Zachary Shear. He came in, he moved in, I think, I never got a chance to teach him, so kind of got to know him quite a bit this year. And another just kid that, I don't think had played a lot of basketball, but man, he really improved over the course of the year. Got a lot better with his ball handling and shooting and confidence and understanding on how basketball works. He's, bigger kid. He's got a good athletic body. He got some minutes and got some time. And as the season went on, got some more like meaningful minutes during games and was just really happy with his attitude and the way he came and he practiced every day. And really appreciate what he brought to the table. And then last, we got, Reagan Dirksen. I like to call him Big Reg. Kind of went back, the last couple of years of football. Again, taught him in seventh grade math and known him a long time. And you could not have a nicer, most respectful kid than Reagan. And to see him as a seventh grader playing basketball now, his game has really improved. He's a big, big kid. And he went from playing on the B team, getting minutes as a B team player in seventh grade to, you know, being, you know, one, you know, first two guys coming off the bench here and putting in a lot of minutes for us. And he's, you know, one of the bigger kids that we have at this age. And as he continues to, you know, develop into his big body and get more athletic and continuing to work, I mean, those are guys that we need here and here on, are bigger body guys to go in there and bang. And like I said, I think his game is probably one of the most that's improved over the last couple of years that I've known these kids. And, you know, just a pleasure coaching him every day. Looking forward to what he can bring to the table for Huron Athletics as the next couple of years go by.
And as far as this bunch goes, I know a few of these kids did get to play some on the sophomore team as well, so they got their full complement of quarters in. So I imagine, you know, I always ask, what do you want to see these kids work on here as you move forward? But really, as much as anything, get out and play all the sports.
Yeah, you know, that's where we're at in Huron right now. We need all these kids to participate in everything that we have going on. We just don't have enough kids that come out for all the sports. So the ones that we do have, you know, I know it's tempting to just want to specialize and pick a sport to try to be, you know, the best you can at it. And I get all that, but, you know, I don't think there's anything that can help you become a better basketball player than playing football or playing baseball or running track or vice versa. I've been coaching now for about, you know, 25 years, and that's the biggest thing. You got to learn how to compete. You got to learn how, you know, to move and do different things. And I encourage all these guys to continue to go out for track or baseball. And when summer comes around, start going to all their football workouts. And number one thing is they all got to get stronger. We got to really believe and start laying a foundation in the weight room. As we go up against these kids that, you know, play in these bigger schools, you know, they have weightlifting classes every day, you know, sports classes every day, whether it's a basketball or a football class and weightlifting. You know, those are things that I would like to see Huron kind of move towards if we want to continue to compete at the biggest level. You know, there's some things that might have to change to help our athletes compete at that level. With me being, you know, in different stops in Arizona and in Reno, Nevada, you know, those were all the things that I kind of grew accustomed to. When you had weightlifting in the morning for all your athletes, and there was a class during the day where they would come and just work on basketball or football or whatever it may be. And you know, like I said, if Sioux Falls schools are doing that, you know, we either got to do that, start doing that, or we're going to start falling behind.
Bryce Anderson, head coach here on Tiger Freshman Boys Basketball, will review the seasons for the sophomores and the JV coming up on Dakota Sports. Continue on Dakota Sports Saturday. We'll talk here on Tiger sophomore boys basketball with their head coach, Spencer Staley. They finished out their season with a record of 4-16, and outside of Bud, probably the coach I've known the longest here. Spence, I know we talked about this last year. Seems like it wasn't that long ago. You were spending your noon hours on my couch back about 15 years ago.
Yeah, long time coming for real, Jeff. But no, it feels good to be back here with the guys and coaching again. So it's been really fun. It's been really fun.
I said 4-16 record, and, you know, sophomore, a little bit like JV, a bit of a transient type thing. You might have some kids coming and going on the roster, depends what the varsity needs, but you did have a solid core here for the season.
Oh, yeah, so it's kind of an interesting group. So my little brother Nolan plays on the sophomore team this year, so I kind of grew up coaching him. I knew him back in the day, so it was a little more close to home this time. But, no, yeah, the squad was sophomore guys, Oakley Anderson, Gunnar Harris, Riley Winiger, Landon Holst, Mason Jurgens, Charlie and Tommy Martin, Tristan Larson, Nolan Staley, and then we had a few freshmen mixed in that played, Ty Kleinsaucer and Chase Schuhart, and then one eighth grader, actually, Miles Elwine. So, no, it was good. I will say from last year, you know, us being on the other side, you know, 14-6 whatever last year, the wins and losses were a little bit different, but no, just going from bringing those guys in as fourth graders, seeing them kind of develop in elementary and then going to middle school and coming to high school, it's been a fun ride. But just seeing those guys go from two wins last year to four wins this year, it was really, really promising, I will say. It was nice.
And just looking at the roster, and when I did get a chance to see, and I saw a lot of your games, outside of Tommy Martin, not a whole lot of size.
No, pretty much Tommy and Nolan are about 6'3", but otherwise we got a lot of guards. So, I mean, every once in a while we put a little zone in there, you know, a little press, just kind of try to throw teams off. But our game was pretty much getting up and down, transition. So, I mean, when it came to size, it was definitely a little bit of a hardship. But it is what it is, I guess.
And when you look at all that, you mentioned coaching your little brother, Nolan Staley. I was going to say, what's it like having to coach him? But I guess really you've been coaching this bunch, you know, his bunch, the sophomore bunch, on and off since they're in fourth grade. So it's like a whole bunch of little brothers.
No, it really is. No, yeah. And honestly, this year, too, having those guys come in and practice with the varsity, I mean, they were really our scout team this year. So, I mean, even though we did have four wins, I mean, they came in every day. They gave our guys a good look. And, I mean, I don't think we'd be at state right now or have 12 wins in the varsity level if it weren't for those guys. So it's credit to them for coming in every day, working hard. Like you said, a little bit of lack of size, you know, whatever it is. But I don't know. They did a great job for us this year, and I appreciate them very much.
And what were some of the strengths of this bunch?
I will say, you know what, they're really good on their feet. I mean, I'll be able to call a timeout, draw up a play, draw up a zone, draw up a press, and they were very into, very with it. So they could go from going zone to man to zone, whatever it was. So, I mean, in all, I'm just happy the way they progressed. I mean, looking next year, losing CJ and Gavin and having the juniors step up, and we're going to have those sophomore guys play. So I think all in all, going from as freshmen with two wins, four wins this year, hopefully progress next year, and then in 2 years be able to help the varsity out. So, yeah.
And you kind of touched on that, you know, every year you're going to lose some seniors, in particular two starting guards and three role players off the bench. So that means there's going to be minutes available, and there's guys on this team that can make that jump.
Oh, definitely, yeah. And I would say Mason and Oakley be good for the guards next year, and TJ. And then having a little grittiness with Tommy and Charlie and Landon. Hopefully Nolan can come to his own a little bit. It was great to have Gunnar Harris come over from Iroquois, a new guy in the squad. And then don't forget about Ty Kleinsauce. He'll be a good freshman guard for us. And then Miles Elwine, he'll be an eighth grader. He's an eighth grader this year. He'll be a freshman next year. But I wouldn't go so far to say he'll be playing sophomore in JV next year. So, I mean, you do lose five guys who you love dearly in the program, but at least we got guys coming up who we can count on and we can trust, so that's nice.
And this bunch, what do you want to see them work on here moving forward? I know there's a lot of multi-sport athletes there, so they'll be pulled a lot of different directions this summer, and maybe that's just it. Just go out, play your different sports, and just be active. Weight room.
No, exactly. I would say broaden your horizons, too. I mean, the stuff you're going to get in football will help in basketball. The stuff you're going to get in baseball will help in basketball. So, I mean, just keep broaden your horizons, stay active. Like you said, get in the weight room. I would say that's a big thing for us, too. I mean, and as well, if you lift weights, hopefully that makes you mature a little faster so you grow, whatever it may be. So I would say positive things on the forefront. They're all busy in the summer, but they do a good job coming to open gym every day. I mean, four times a week, whatever it is. So they do have their stuff going on, but they are committed to basketball as well, and that's all we can really ask for as coaches.
And then just one thing finally, because I just kind of get a chuckle out of this, coaching your little brother this year, that should be one set of parents you should have never heard a peep out of.
No, exactly. No, I will say in this year, I have to appreciate all our parents, too. They came to every game. They're always there to support us, no matter where, what gym, what town, whatever it was. So shout out to our parents for real, honestly. They were great this year.
Spencer Staley, sophomore coach for Huron Tiger Boys basketball, will take a break. Back, we will visit with Jim Noyes, JV coach for the Huron Tiger Boys, next on Dakota Sports.
We return here to Dakota Sports Saturday, and we're going to talk here on Tiger Boys JV basketball with their coach Jim Noyes. The Tiger JV went 6-14 on the season. And coach, first things first, before we about talk team, I'm going to talk a little about you. How many years coaching is this now?
Well, it seems hard to believe, but this was year number 51.
And you've had boys, girls. Sometimes you, back in the old days when it was fall and winter, you might go from late August to early March coaching basketball.
Yeah, and I really did enjoy that. That was a great time. I know before I came back to Huron, there was 8 years in a row where I was head boys and head girls, and there were years, you know, where I had 7th and 8th grade boys and girls and kind of a mixture. But it's been fun all the way through.
Now 6-14 for the JV, and JV is always kind of in a peculiar place in that these boys really don't practice together. They're basically practicing against the varsity to get them better. Then their reward is playing that 4 o'clock game.
Yeah, you know it really is. When we come in, our sophomores, our JV, and our varsity all practice together. And, you know, that's a real good thing because we do a lot of the same things, you know, which is really good. And we know in the long run, I always say, you know, our JV team, we certainly, you want to win as many games as you can. But one of the main things you want is for your kids to improve so they can find a slot on that varsity team for the next year.
And just go down the list here. It's a JV team, stands for junior varsity, but I think you had juniors, you had sophomores. I think you even had an eighth grader playing. So you're kind of melding, in some cases, kids that really haven't played together before.
Oh, yeah, it's kind of a melting pot. And just like last year, for example, Anderson Porsche, he played eighth grade, and he played sophomore, he played JV, he played varsity. So you get all kinds with that. And this year we had Trace Wentz. Trace, you know, sometimes he played, sometimes he didn't, if he was starting on the varsity or whatever. But he got between three and four quarters a game, and Trace is just a really, really good shooter. We had Logan Leyendecker, and Logan always played a good, solid four quarters. And one good thing, now he's coming into practice and things like that and working hard. So, you know, that's good that way. We had Bubba Peterson, and Bubba always played four quarters of JV ball, and he played hard. He worked hard. He's going to, you know, like a lot of these guys, he'll fit in with the varsity someday. And we had Colby Hofer. Colby's one of those guys. He's probably one of the most hardworking guys that I've ever coached. He's that way every day in practice. He stands out just because he works so hard. And those are the kids that you like to have. We had Mason Juergens. Mason was a sophomore this year. He played three quarters with us. He got to be a really good ball player. And I see Mason. I know he'll work hard this summer. There's a lot of real positive things about Mason. We had Tommy Martin. Tommy's about 6'2", 6'3". And I thought Tommy really worked hard. He improved his game and things like that. And I think he'll put a lot of time into the summer and get some varsity time next year also. Charlie Martin. Charlie improved a bunch. He came in and he just played hard. I liked him because he was a good practice player and he played hard in games. Riley Winiger always played hard. I liked the way he played, and I saw him at team camps and things like that, and he played hard. And Oakley Anderson, good shooter. Always liked Oakley. He's a fun guy to be around. And Nolan Staley. Nolan's, you know, one of those guys at 6'2 or 6'3, and Nolan just needs to put in some time and effort, and he's got that chance, you know, to play varsity basketball sometime.
And just see, you ran down those names. One thing I was thinking, outside of Nolan Staley, Tommy Martin, really not a lot of size with this bunch.
No, they weren't. And, you know, if there is a positive thing like that, you know, Anderson Porsche is coming back next year. He's a pretty big boy. And Blake Elwine, that's where we have some size. And like I told these guys all the time, hey, you need to come in, and you guys got to know what's going on, and you know that you're going to have some size next year to fit in with you. So, no, we weren't very big, and that really hurt us in a lot of the games. But our fundamentals, we need to really work on. These guys will work hard, but our boxing out, our fundamentals and things like that, we've got to improve for them to get varsity time next year.
Yeah, this is kind of what I was going to touch on next. I always ask, what do you want to see these kids work on? You know, just all those names, you know, a lot of multi-sport athletes there too, and I don't think there's much worry about them putting the time in.
No, that's one thing I will really say. You know, coming back and being with Bud in the program, there's been a lot of places that I've been, and if you say that practice starts at 7 o'clock morning or evening, whatever, a lot of times, hey, kids are coming in at 5 till or whatever. These kids come in a half hour early. They are here, and I like it. I know they're going to work hard. And you know, Coach Budenhagen is one of those guys that he's a driving force, and he'll expect a lot out of them. And these kids are good kids. Of all the kids that I've coached over the years, this is one of the groups that I like the best. We got some really good kids right now on and off the court.
You know, and as you said, you know, there's going to be spots to be had next year now, and that's what, you know, that's why you play the JV. You know, we have a couple of seniors starting, a couple more seniors coming off the bench, so there's spots, maybe not necessarily starting, but certainly to get in the rotation. We've saw that the case this year. A couple of your guys that you had pretty much full-time last year, they worked themselves into the rotation.
Yeah, you look at a lot of our guys, and you know, a lot of these guys that are juniors this year, Boy, I mean, they got Colton McNeil starting. Colton Ogle comes off the bench. Carson Evans and Holden Haig, they come off the bench in their spots, and they know, you know, that's the positive part is that coach has done this for years, is that he just doesn't play five or six guys. He plays eight, nine guys, sometimes even more, and plays an up-tempo style. And, you know, it gives these kids a chance. I always think a good glimmer of hope of maybe just getting in. And if you get in, if you give yourself a shot to get into a ball game, I always say, hey, make sure you give them a good reason not to take you out. Play hard and make sure you stay in there.
Jim Noyes, JV coach here on Tiger Boys Basketball, finished out their season with a record of 6-14. We'll wrap things up next, talk some Twins baseball. We're less than 2 weeks away from opening day. This is Dakota Sports on KOKK.